In it, too, is a battle we must and we will win. The issue of effective assistance of counsel was also the reason behind our efforts last year to establish the Office of Immigration Assistant. At the time the office was created, I don't think any one of us could have predicted the important role it would play, given what's occurring on our national level. Even today, with the announcement of the new travel ban, the office has been a vital tool providing assistance, training, and support to indigent defense attorneys representing non-citizen clients over a 14-county region between Albany County and Northern New York. In addition to providing training sessions for defense communities, we've also provided training for judges to help them understand the collateral immigration consequences that may occur in cases involving non-citizen party. Already, we have provided direct assistance in over 115 cases involving non-citizens and have assisted attorneys in the efforts to help their clients avoid the harsh consequences of deportation. Most recently, when the president's original travel ban was hastily announced by executive order and aimed the confusion that resulted prior to the justice stay, our attorneys were actively assisting non-citizens who feared the consequences of the travel ban. Recognize the importance of this office, particularly at this moment in our nation, we have partnered with the United States Committee on Refugee and Immigration, with the International Student Office at UAlbany, with the Legal Project, with Albany Law School, and with the Capital Region Immigration Collaborative to confront and overcome the challenges that non-citizens face in our community. In the months ahead, we will continue our partnership with Citizen Action and others to develop programs for new immigrants in an effort to ease their transition into our community. In Albany County, we recognize the value and the promise of America and what it has meant to generations of immigrants who in turn have so enriched our nation and our community. So here in this county, we will fight to keep that promise. And a few weeks ago, speaking at the European conference, Senator John McCain expressed his alarm at the hardened resentment we see towards immigrants and refugees and minority groups, especially Muslims. It was because of such a concern that for the past year, I've held a series of forums across this county entitled Healing Moments. For that purpose of discussing as a community the issues that are dividing us, particularly as they pertain to race, religion, and sexual orientation. I want to thank all the extraordinary panel members, moderators, hosts, students, community members who took part in these amazing sessions. The discussions were sometimes uncomfortable, but always candid and respectful, and I believe that they helped to foster a greater understanding and trust in our community. I am so proud and honored that one of the community conversations held in partnership with Excelsior College has been selected by the Stakeholders Foundation as a 2017 Community Impact Award winner, receiving the Community Partnership Award. I'm pleased and committed, and has it been recognized the value and service of these conversations provide. We intend in the months ahead to continue these important forums and to involve even more students in the process, because now more than ever, there's a need to build a stronger relationship with our minority community and to speak out against anti-immigration, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic attitudes and actions. Please support me in these efforts and be part of the discussion, and more importantly, in any way you can, be part of the solution. In addition to our Healing Moments initiative, last year we began the Albany County Cares campaign to reinforce the message that our county government is dedicated to serving those most at need. No department in our county fulfills that mission more directly than our Department of Children, Youth, and Family. The department serves as families to create a safe, nurturing environment in which the children can grow, think, and reach their true potential. During the past year, the department served and assisted hundreds of children in need of foster care who were abused or sexually exploited, or who faced behavior or health issues or challenges involving poverty or juvenile justice. Additionally, the department oversees the county's Youth Bureau. The Bureau, along with a number of important community partners, provides services to over 25,000 youth in our county. And my administration has made doing more for our youth a priority. This is why last year we created the new Department of Recreation. The department has formed the first of its kind in the nation partnership with the Amateur Athletic Union. The AAU's motto is sports for all, forever. And our recreation department has been focusing on providing opportunities for youth from the ages of 5 to 17 in a variety of sports programs, including karate, lacrosse, flag football, basketball, hockey, learn to skate. This year, we'll be expanding programs to include volleyball, baseball, track and field. Additionally, the department continues to expand the programs at Lawson Lake, which in the past 4 years has been transformed into a recreation destination for families and for youth of all ages. The programs at the lake include summer camps for hundreds of youngsters, as well as hiking, kayaking, and cross-country skiing. Last year, nearly 2,000 youth took part in these programs. For 2017, we're looking to double that number. While these numbers demonstrate the success of this initiative, the smiles I see on the faces of the young kids prove it. We're teaching kids not only how to play team sports, but we're teaching them life skills and values. Almost nothing we do is more important than that. So congratulations and thank you to all who have taken part in this effort. We appreciate your commitment. During the year ahead, we intend to expand recreation activity on a rail trail, which has been an enormous success, with literally thousands taking advantage of the trail that, when completed in the next several months, will extend from the Port of Albany through Del Mar all the way to Voorheesville. I've just today received notice that the New York State chapter of American Public Work Association has named Albany County Rail Trail as its project of the year. Thank you, legislators. We also intend to expand recreation activities for our seniors. As many of you know, last year, Albany County was designed as an age-friendly community by the World Health Organization, AARP. Cahoe's mayor can explain that to you. He just got his card. We're proud to be one of the only 100 municipalities that have received this designation. And I want to thank Michael Burgess, the former director of the State Office for Aging, and Dr. Patricia Benzer for accepting my invitation to chair this initiative that will focus on improving the quality of life for our older residents in the areas of housing, transportation, health, and wellness. Thank you. Last year, the department's program served or delivered nearly 200,000 meals, provided nearly 50,000 hours of in-home services, over 30,000 hours of adult day service, and nearly 45,000 rides to county seniors. The department's objective is to provide our seniors with the highest quality service in the most effective manner possible to help our seniors maintain their independence in the community. Our program and services have been award-winning and deservingly so. And we're here and committed to the designation of an age-friendly Albany County. To all those that have made this designation possible, thank you. Our County Department of Social Services has been a key partner in efforts to arrange services and support so that our seniors are able to remain in their homes for as long as possible. One of the programs the department administers supplements the food budgets of 35,000 individuals. Additionally, during the past year, the department processed Medicaid eligibility for nearly 30,000 individuals and provided home energy assistance funding to 31,000 households. These are significant numbers, to be sure, but the stories behind the numbers are what motivates the department day in and day out to act as a lifeline to so many in our community who are dealing with the challenges of unemployment, poverty, homelessness, unpaid child support, and those in need of adult services. The department also works closely with our Veterans Service Bureau to ensure that our veterans receive all the benefits to which they are so justly entitled and the recognition they deserve for their service to our nation. Let's take a moment to recognize that service. My administration continues to move forward in partnership with Soldier On to establish a campus-like setting for veterans to call home on the site of the former Ann Lee home. In the past year, we have made significant progress in obtaining the required approval from the Town of Colony. Thank you, Paula Mahan. In completing the state environmental equality review process, our Social Service Department and our Veterans Service Bureau, including all of our caseworkers, support staff, and managers, are dedicated to serving all in need of assistance with compassion and dignity. And I thank them for all they have done to improve the lives of Albany County residents. Last year, I noticed, while our social and human service programs are among the best in the nation, significant portions of our community are still being left behind, particularly if you look at it by race, income, and neighborhood. For that reason, I announced a new initiative in concept with the Center for Human Service Research at the University at Albany to assess how we can, through a prism of equity agenda, improve our policies and programs to broaden access to opportunities for all county residents. So over the past year, the center has surveyed our major departments to gauge performance and understanding of our mission. That report is now complete and will be the blueprint for the development of the equity plan of action for Albany County in dealing with issues of poverty, inequality, racism, discrimination, social and environmental justice. I want to thank Interim SUNY President James Steller, Provost Dale Wheeler, and Dean Lynn Warner for the commitment to this initiative. Please stand. In developing our equity plan, we have consulted with King County and the state of Washington that have been a national leader in ensuring that an equity and social justice agenda embedded as a core element of a county government, and I want to thank King County officials for their support of our effort. One of the most important observations in the Center for Human Service report is a concept we have addressed from the beginning, that access to services to rural residents is an issue. To mitigate our social service agenda, as well as our health and mental health agenda, we have invested time and resources in providing services in communities that are traditionally difficult to reach. Additionally, our Recreation and Aging Department and Mental Health Department have focused on expanding services to our rural communities, and we have been committed to doing even more. One of the significant barriers to access has been the lack of internet service in these communities. In so many ways, connectivity is critical to moving forward in a digital age. Tonight, I'm pleased to announce an important step to eliminating that particular barrier. We have successfully negotiated an agreement that will provide broadband service to Burn and Knox areas that until now have been left behind because of the expense of digital connectivity to rural communities. This is an exciting development and is a tangible example of what we can accomplish when we stakeholders are committed to achieving social equity. I want to thank Sheriff Apple and the legislature for their support with this important initiative. Our Crime Victims and Sexual Violence Center has been at the forefront of using social equity to deliver services to community residents. Using performance measures that the department has received, a 93% satisfaction rate on client satisfaction survey. During the past year, the department has worked collaboratively with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, with Albany Law School, with the SUNY School of Criminal Justice, with the County Family Courts, and with a number of local enforcement agencies on critical issues related to criminal victims and their families. In the coming year, the department intends to increase its ongoing efforts in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. The services the department provide are critical to an equity agenda. Research has shown communities that pay attention to such issues that connect equity to policy solutions create greater opportunity and growth stronger. And that is what I want for our county. And with your support and working together, that is what we will achieve. So tonight, I'm announcing my support for a statewide effort to provide equitable shelter allowance to those seeking public assistance. This effort, spearheaded by Assembly Andrew Hevesy, will raise the shelter allowance for those on public assistance without placing any financial burden on the county. The plan calls for a statewide subsidy to bridge the existing shelter allowance to market rents. Presently, the assistance levels to families and dependent children does not meet the statutory standard, and this must change. Assemblymember Hevesy in Albany County stands with you on this important initiative. You may have noticed that on more than a few occasions tonight, I've talked in terms of battles we fought on behalf of our residents to combat poverty, injustice, and to end the curse of opiate addiction, the heartbreak of mental illness, and the threat to our environment and to our citizens posed by the dangers of crude oil transport. We made progress, to be sure, but these are battles that must go on and that we are committed to fighting. As Charles Blow recently put it, we're in a culture war in which the truth is the weapon, righteousness the flag, and passion the fuel. Victory, as Blow says, is the only acceptable outcome when freedom, equity, and inclusion are at stake. You see, I'm still very much a soldier. And I'm very much a passionate progressive who believes that the concepts and programs and policies advancing social justice and opportunities for all should be protected and need to be fought for. Good government can do no less. I recently read an article about Woody Guthrie's famous song, "This Land Is Your Land." Most of us love it as a song celebrating patriotism, the ideals and hope of freedom that define our nation. But it's also the anthem for the concept of equality. This land is made for you and me. Woody wrote the song after having traveled through the nation during the dark days of the 1930s. He was deeply troubled by the poverty, racism, and despair he'd witnessed. He wrote the song in part to remind us that this great nation belongs to all of us. The rich and the poor alike have the same rights to the promise of America. Interestingly, two verses of the original version of Woody's songs that were not included in the original recording expressed his belief that government was failing to keep its promise to take care of those citizens who are unable, because of circumstances, to take care of themselves. The recording executives didn't feel those two verses were patriotic enough. But Woody, understanding the most fundamental obligation of government was the promise to care for all its citizens. Quite simply, this is the underlining meaning of those iconic words. This land is your land. This land was made for you and me. I'm almost done, Chris. All right, I'm just checking. In Albany County, I assure you, we take this promise very serious. From City Hall in Albany to City Hall in Green Island, from Buckingham Pond to Lawson's Lake, from Arbor Hill to the hills of Altamont and Burn and Rensselaerville, this land is your land, this government is your government, and those of us who serve and administer it must, as Franklin Roosevelt once said, treat the privilege of doing so as a gift, to be used wisely and on behalf of all. So tonight, let me end by thanking all those who have supported me in the effort of trying to use that gift wisely. The many successes we have achieved and that have been discussed in the address would not have been possible without the community of our commitment of our extraordinary county workforce. They are second to none, and I thank them for all they do. Additionally, I want to point out that our achievements would not have been possible without the support and partnerships I've built with the county legislature, our legislative leaders, our sheriff, our county clerk, and our federal and state and local leaders. Most of all, those achievements would not have been possible without the continued support and inspiration of our county residents. To all of you, because of you, let me end by assuring you that the state of our county is strong and that our future is bright. Thank you again. God bless Albany County and God bless our great nation.